Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football, pre and post game show co-host.
And there is belief on that sideline. You just have to have a belief when you get the ball back with 50 seconds and say, hey, we can do this. And you start looking at your players. And now you add another player with Colson Loveland coming down with that catch, breaking a tackle, and making a touchdown. There is a lot of belief on this team. And they beat a bad Bengals team, right? We got to admit that. It's a bad Bengals team, but like you said, Owen, it's a W.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
I mean, we do it every time. You just got to wait for the guitar riffs to hit. That's the rule. I don't make up the rules. Wait, I do. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we love talking to Patrick Manelli every Tuesday. He is part of our football pregame and postgame shows, of course. A good one at Revolution. I heard from a lot of our teammates on The Score who went out there. And a fun game to react to. Patrick Manelli joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com, the long snapper, the longest tenured Bear. Patrick, we made a lot of jokes about the Bears special teams failures resulting in Richard Hightower's punishment having to take an Uber pool back from Cincinnati. But I'm running out of patience here when we consider what we saw from special teams over the weekend against the Bengals.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it almost caused a loss, right? I mean, that should have been a game where if you look at the score and them coming back and taking the lead in, it should never have been there. It should never have been to the point where the Bengals had a chance to win this game. I mean, you give up, you miss a field goal, you get lucky with the offsides, right? You obviously give up the 99-yard kickoff return. You get hit in the ankle on a onside kick. All those things right there, if you don't have any of those, you win the game easy. And we're not celebrating the way we celebrated. It's an easy win for the Bears. We're probably talking about it a little differently. But, yeah, there is issues. And like people say, there's three phases to the team. And the special teams is very important. It can win games. We saw them by blocking a kick in the positive way. And we can see them almost lose games with some of the stuff we saw on Sunday.
Patrick, what's the solution with special teams? I mean, a lot of us are just shocked. First off, that Richard Hightower was even a holdover from the last regime, because it wasn't like special teams was excellent last year. So what is the solution in the immediate, hey, they have another game against the Giants this week at home?
Man, you want my honest answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, sometimes it's okay to move on from a coach. Sometimes it's okay to move on from some players. Sometimes it's okay to move players around into to different positions. So I'll start with the third one. And I've thought about this is moving guys into different positions because they're not getting it done. Daniel Hardy is their best special teams player, in my opinion. And I say that because he's always the guy being double teamed on kickoff coverage. And normally as a coach, opposing coach, you're going to double team their best player. And he is that guy, but he always lines up in the same position. So you know where he's lining up. So move guys around. Find that he always lines up as the three, the R3 or the L3. Maybe move him to a four, a five, a different position. So some of these guys, they have enough talent on there, in my opinion. They have Travis Homer, Josh Blackwell, and Daniel Hardy. When you have three, call them special teams dogs, you should be better than they are. Maybe he's playing them in the wrong position. So I would start with that. Move guys around. I know it's in the middle of the season, but those are three veterans that have played different positions all throughout their career and move them around, and maybe you can find a spot where they can be highlighted a little bit more because they're just not making splash plays. And then the other thing is there's some guys that aren't playing very well, and I'll call them out. Walker, the receiver, young player coming in the NFL playing special teams is difficult. He has a tough time tackling. He has a tough time staying in his lane. He gets blocked. I'm just being honest with what I saw on tape, and that would be what I would be telling him is that, hey, you've got to pick up your play or I've got to find somebody else. But the problem is there's so much depth problem on this team, it's hard to get guys to fill into these spots. But you need to move some of these guys around to figure out where they fit better because they're not fitting in properly right now.
I mean, it's really good, man. I mean, we always want and ask for the specifics, and you just broke it down real nice right there. Do you think that those moves, Patrick, are pretty obvious? Like, should Richard Hightower be seeing that? Are you surprised he has not made adjustments up until, well, we'll see
what
happens.
No, he has. Okay. He has, because if you remember earlier, Elijah Hicks was at the left wing and gave up a block or a pressure. I forgot what it was. And then he put Dominique Robinson over there. So he's been able to move guys around, but I still don't think he's found the right combination of some of these guys of where they need to play. So I would not be surprised. It's to a point now you've got to do something drastic. That's as bad as it can get. That's as bad as the special teams film that you're going in to watch on Monday can be all across the board. So something has to happen, whether it's moving guys around. I know Ben Johnson talked about being more involved in special teams. The head coach isn't going to be more involved. All he's going to say is, okay, here's an extra 4 minutes on the special teams period. That's how you're involved. Wow. You give them more time to go through stuff. And I've been through that. We've had issues before with some teams where early in the season we had some young guys and we struggled, and coaches said, all right, Coach Tobe, here's an extra 5 minutes for special teams to kind of get your unit right. So I expect maybe that's what's going to happen. And maybe that would help if you do move guys around a little bit, that they get that extra time to do that. The other one is you spend more time in the film room. You add an extra meeting on Thursday after practice or when everybody's leaving the building. And I've had this happen before. Coach is like, hey, I need 15 minutes of you guys before you leave the building. We've got to dot our I's and cross our T's before you get out of here so we're ready for Sunday.
We're talking to Patrick Manley, the former Bears long snapper, the longest tenured Bear, part of our pre- and post-game coverage here
Snappy.
On The Score.
Yep.
Are you okay with
Brody.
That name? How do you feel
Brody.
About that?
We got Brody over there. We came up with Brody during the post game. So
that's
we
true.
Got all sorts of nicknames.
Brody, and we got Roots.
Brody and Roots.
And you're Snap.
Yes.
Has anybody ever called you Snappy? Or have you ever called another long snapper Snappy?
No, that's a new one.
While I love
one,
Snappy,
no.
I think if you object to it, I will never call you Snappy.
There's
strike
no,
that
no.
down
Snappy,
right now.
That's it right now.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to let
no
the silence sort that one out.
Snappy Manley.
I'm shaking my head right now on Twitch. Now.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
We see you.
See, now you're just giving me FOMO about Revolution. I knew you guys had a good time.
We did have a good time.
I heard all about it.
By
yeah.
the way, they showed out. Let me say this, too. Olin and I talked about this yesterday, how fun that was during the post game, and then watching the game with the crowd and seeing their reaction. I mean, come on, man. Chicago deserves this. It is so much fun. So much fun. And it makes our job easier, obviously, but also it makes this show easier, right?
Yeah.
It makes this conversation easier. It makes everybody's work week better. It was a lot of fun. They did a great job, and the people showing up was great, and it was Brody, it was good to see you as well.
Settle down, Snappy.
The best fight of a bad nickname is with another bad nickname. I agree.
Yeah. That's right.
And I said something about the I feel like the lessons are probably easier to teach if your coach is after getting the win, and that goes a mm-hmm. long way in a room like this week it does. But just getting back to that the kickoff coverage conversation too, mm-hmm. it wasn't just the touchdown. I mean, this was multi-system failure when you consider how many yards P. Ryan was able to get on each and every kickoff. And frankly, the kickoffs were underwhelming as well. Yeah, think about the field position every single time the Bengals started, and the fact that there was only three punts in the game. So the Bengals at that point only punted twice. Bears punted once. So you knew what you were doing is based off of specifically that unit. That's what made this so frustrating to me. Not just the touchdown. It was a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and going into this game, they have a special teams coach. His name's Darren Simmons. He's been there 23 years. So he coached back when I was playing. And he's a guy that when you're playing him, there's certain coaches and teams, it's not really more coaches and units you play. You've got to strap it up. You know they're gonna have their best game. They're gonna come after your weaknesses, and they did that. That's how they blocked the kick. That's how they had the good kick returns. They knew to take Daniel Hardy off on kickoff coverage. So you knew going into that game, they kind of had an advantage coaching-wise, and that's just who Darren Simmons is. He's got a lot of respect across the league, and you just know when you're playing a team like that, you've got to raise your level, and they didn't. They got outplayed and outcoached, and that's just what it was. And like I said, the players, you turn on the tape, and you heard Ben Johnson talk Monday. He said, what are the specifics? He's like, well, we got blocks. We ran around, blocks, didn't see the ball kicked. Just simple things that's, again, back on the players that they need to play better. And I don't know what the coaching points are. I don't know how Coach Hightower is coaching in that meeting room, but there's just some stuff on there that it seems like it's going both ways, that the players aren't playing well enough, and there's some things that maybe aren't coached up to the level that maybe a Darren Simmons is, because he's one of the better coaches in the league.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Former Bears long snapper Patrick Manley joining us here on Raheem Harris and Grody, as he does each and every Tuesday during the season. And Patrick, okay, put on your front office cap, take off your special teams hat, put off your front office hat, and tell me, what do you want to see happen, whether it's today or after today, as far as how they're going to make up for the losses of guys like Dio Odingbo and then Tyrique Stevenson, and not knowing when Kyler Gordon's coming back? What do you want to see them do in and around the trade deadline? Because it's coming up, and it's coming up in less than 4 hours.
I think the biggest question you start with is, what is this team and where are they going this year, right? I think realistically you're hoping for playoffs. You're not hoping for a playoff run. You're obviously not thinking Super Bowl with this team right now. So with that in my mind, I'm thinking depth right now. You want to help a first-year head coach continue building his culture. You want to help a first-year head coach continue to get some wins. So right now it's depth. You need depth at the DN position. You got, going back to Daniel Hardy, I'm sorry, I keep bringing him up. You don't want that guy. If I'm Dennis Allen, I'm going to Ryan Poles and be like, come on, man, I can't have a special teams player rushing the passer. You got to give me somebody else. You got to give me some more depth. So I wouldn't want to break the bank or take away draft picks, high draft picks, to get somebody right now. I heard you talk about Max Crosby, and actually that trade intrigued me right before the break, was Montez Sweat for Max Crosby in a first rounder, just because you're trading contracts and a first rounder for a complete player. Montez Sweat is a very good player, but I don't know if he's a complete player. He's not the pass rusher that Max Crosby is. But that one would intrigue me. But overall, guys, I think you're just going for depth and trying to get through the season to make it to the playoffs. So however you can do that at the trade deadline, I would do that, and I would not be going overboard with money or draft picks.
So much special teams madness in the questions that we're asking you, and I'm like kind of torn here on where I want to go, because you did such a great job at Revolution off the air, and I'm sure you did on the air too, of explaining to me exactly, I'll bring his name up again, what happened with Daniel Hardy.
So, he had a rough week, man. I feel bad for him. He'll bounce back. He's a good player.
Yeah, but what happened? You know, I am going to ask that question. What happened on that play? Because it looked to me like it was almost innocent. It was incidental contact, but
no,
it wasn't.
See, that's wrong. That's why I'm going back to coaching and players. Like, so when the hands team, people think hands team, it's just everybody across the board is a receiver, somebody that can catch the ball. Well, no, it's different now. You have a blocker in front of your hands player, and the hands player on that side was Rome, and that's the guy you're blocking for. So the two frontline blockers are Noah Sewell and Daniel Hardy. Their number one job is to count 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're either going to block whatever the scheme is, 2 or 3 or 1, 2, depending on what they're going to block and where the kick goes. Number two is your eyes are on the ball. That actually is the most important thing. Your eyes are on the ball, because the kicker is going to line up, maybe fake it one way, maybe kick it straight, maybe line up and kick it straight. Well, what he did is he looked like he was going to kick it to the right. Last second, he pulls it to the left. So the coaching point there is eyes on the ball. Be ready for this kick. Well, Saturdays they have walkthroughs. And this is when all this stuff is coached through. So during these walkthroughs, they talk about, okay, McPherson's hit this kind of kick, this kind of kick, this kind of kick, this kind of kick. We're going to walk through them all, eyes on the ball. If he comes to kick it this way, you're blocking – this is why I'm going back to the numbers. You're blocking one, two, or three. So all that kind of stuff, those are coaching points. But, again, back to eyes on the ball. Daniel Hardy did not have his eyes on the ball. Noah Sewell, as soon as the ball's kicked, takes off and goes and blocks his guy. Daniel Hardy hesitates, sits back a second, actually kind of floats to the left, and then goes to block. Well, because of that and the ball's not going 10 yards, it hits him in the heel. And then some people talk about Rome. Why didn't he go get the ball? Well, if the ball doesn't go 10 yards – The receiving team does not have to touch it. It's a legal kick. It's a, you know, turns over to the Bears. So everybody else did everything right except Daniel Hardy. Sorry, bud, getting on you again. But that's the coaching point. And is that coaching? Is that on the player? I don't know. But the number one coaching point is eyes on the ball. And he did not have it there, and he reacted slowly, and that's what happened.
We're talking to the former Bear, Patrick Manley. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We had a since you're in the mood, we had a good texter yesterday say something that I think is really fair. And the question was asked, is there any more frustrating way to lose a game than with special teams? And it's awesome because you can make that difference in a game, as you know well, but we would be talking about this in a much different way if that pass to Colson Loveland wasn't online and he didn't go into the end zone.
Well, unfortunately, Layla, how many years and how many times have we seen the Bears lose with special teams? Yeah. The double doink, the block kick last year. We had two block kicks last year, right?
Yeah.
So it is depressing because what stinks as a special teams player is everybody does their job. I'm just talking about kicks, game-winning kicks or game-winning blocks or whatever you want to talk about. They've done their job to put you in a position to win. So you feel like you let the team down if that happens. And that's what hurts. That's the hard part because, you know, we're kickers, punters, snappers, whatever. I'm just talking about just a direct block. And, you know, sometimes it's on the front line, but say just the kicker hits a low ball. Our job all during the week is just to go over there and kick the ball, snap, and punt, right? Well, our job on Sunday is to go out there and win the game. And when you don't do that, you feel like you let everybody down. And it's disheartening. It hurts. It's not fun to walk into the facility on Monday. So it's a bad way to lose the game. And it just stinks because if you just do your job, just across the board, say last week, just do your job. Don't give up 7 points. Make it a 50-yard return. Don't miss a field goal. Don't have a holding call in the long return to help your offense. Just little things like that. You feel like you do an okay job if you just play, kind of play, I think you guys were talking about earlier, mid. You play a mid game. I got a 20-year-old, man. I know how to say it, talk now.
So, you just play a mid game,
you're okay. That's just nonstop, man. Let's go back and forth between my daughter and I all day long.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, if you just play your game, you're fine, man. And then you don't have to worry about it. But they did. They played a horrible, horrible game.
Also, Twitch has suggested Patrick Snap Elite.
Okay.
I like that.
That okay, though.
I will
Patrick.
Say this. All right, you want to go to nicknames? Have a good time.
Yeah.
When I was a big fatty and an O lineman in college, they used to call me Fat Manly or Fatrick.
Oh, those are my nicknames. That's classic.
Fatrick. Yeah. They didn't know you were on your way to being the most tenured Bear of all time. Don't they feel stupid now?
Yeah.
No, the good thing is you can lose weight.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's blessed.
And
he's
you
got
do
a,
look
he's
good.
Got a nice face. You can't lose a face.
No, Snappy's looking good. I saw him out there. At Revolution.
Just tackle Brody. It'll be fun. We'll watch. He'll give out bear stickers. It'll be great.
Wasn't Snappy one of the dwarfs?
No.
No. Okay.
That's the
might have been a Smurf.
Smurf. Was the Snappy the Smurf?
I don't know.
Would you rather be a dwarf or a Smurf?
Smurf.
A Smurf.
100%.
Yeah. Like, what? Because the language is very easy.
We never saw the villain's face. Like, the dwarves are always getting into trouble, like on Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Nah, Smurf, I'm out here, Smurf like, all the way.
What's good, Smurfette? Like, I haven't seen, like, yeah.
I'm, there's a lot of competition there for Smurfette, though.
I'm good with it.
Papa Smurf had a lot of knowledge. Yeah, I feel like that's the way to go. Patrick Manley, we always love talking to you. I'm glad it was such a great time on Sunday.
It was.
I say last week, like it was several days ago. This is Tuesday.
Feels like it. There was so much to talk about in that game.
Yeah.
It was.
Seriously.
So you want to hang out? Let's do it again. Before Chicago takes on New York, tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for the Your Local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Patrick Patrick, Olin, Cruz, and Mully get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they have instant reaction on the post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on the Score and the Odyssey app. Patrick, thanks again.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right, we'll see you guys. Bye. Have a good one.
That's Patrick Manley. Grody will call it, he wants to call him Snappy so bad.
I've reached my maximum of Snappies.
I think he prefers Patrick to Snappy, actually, because Patrick's a lot more
creative.
Hip.
Yeah. Well, Snappy, because he's a long snapper. I just wondered if the long snappers all call each other Snap. What up, Snap? What's going on, Snappy? You know the way Wansett calls everybody Coach.
I just need you to write a series, like a TV series, where you get all the dialogue out, and then we just see it realized.
I love that idea. Yes, I will start work on that today.
You don't have enough to do.
He'll use ChatGPT or something to get that.
No, this is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Ben Johnson was asked a question that I think a lot of head coaches are asked, but I can't believe we're talking about it. Playoffs? Playoffs?
Bears?
Bears? Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.